Dr. Holder says I wasn't going to anyway. You really don't have to get sick and waste your mother's money this way, you know. You could just come, like, hang out. I'm really not going to give you any more shots now that I'm not court ordered. So the last time we went, he said, I want cheese. I said, okay, we're going to see Dr. Holder. He says, oh, no. No, I don't want any cheese. No shots, right, Mommy? I said, no shots. Said, no cheese. No. I'll wait. Because he really loves Dr. Holder and he wants his approval. And the way you get his approval is by being healthy. And he really has that effect on children. So if you take care of yourself and you treat yourself with respect and you treat yourself with dignity and you take care of your emotions, your spirituality, your mental process, and your physical well-being, what are your children going to do?
The same.
The same. So if your children are acting out and bugging you, you need to look at what you don't have. What do you need? What do you need? Because if you're denying yourself, you're denying them or they're denying themselves. One or the other. Because they're learning from watching you. When you have a reaction to something that you didn't have a reaction to yesterday, there's something you need. When you have a reaction to a behavior that you didn't have a reaction to yesterday, when they're talking all the time and you just can't stand it anymore, or when they're asking a million questions and yesterday you could boom, 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 yeah, and today you can't, then you know that you got awful loud in this house. I need to go take a little time out, guys. And it gives them permission to take a time out when it gets too loud for them instead of yelling and screaming, which is what most families will do. They'll just react by yelling and screaming. They won't know that they need to, that it got very loud all of a sudden. Or that they're on the telephone all the time and all of a sudden today it just bugs you. You know, it just bugs you. It's like, it's one of these days, you know, where you're like, oh. You know that you need something.
Mm-hmm. It's funny, I didn't want to show up tonight because I didn't want to flunk the class.
Paul, you are going to flunk so many times as a parent that you might just as well get used to it.
I've got that.
And no one else is that better.
And it's interesting for me.
There's no right way to do parent. Keep your heart open. Stay open to explore. And you're a good parent.
I kept looking for, and it didn't occur to me until tonight, I kept looking for when I would call myself a dad, you know, and it's like, I had a phone call, I talked to my dad the other night. There was such a vulnerability when I walked away from that phone call, it's like I couldn't understand what was going on. And my mind was saying, well, he loves to hear about babies. But I began to realize tonight when I was doing the class is that he was talking to me as one dad to another, and what was it about?
Right.
And it was so moving to have that. Mm-hmm. And I now accept myself as a dad, and I can do it well and enjoy it.
Good. The other homework that you have for next time that we meet is to write down what is a mother, what is a mother's job, and what is a father's job. What is a mother's responsibility, what is a father's responsibility. And what do you think is going to happen when you do this? You're going to get plugged into the hilt about how your mom and dad did it. So some of you are not going to want to carry that list around because you're not going to want to have to, you know, you don't want to be your mother, you don't want to be your father. And yet all of us have it with us. So what this is going to be behaviors we want to change. So spend the month picking one of those. And just if you're conscious that you're doing it, you can change it. If you're conscious that you're doing something, you can change it. Just like that. Boom. List. Just know that it's upsetting. So pick a time when you can allow yourself to be a little.
So, I mean, the
judge. Yeah, as you start writing it, what's a mother? What is a mother's job? Well, she cooks, she cleans, she. Not me. I don't cook. I don't clean. Responsible.
A mother.
A mother. Just one. Just pick one. Yeah, just pick one for the month. Okay? And every day ask yourself, what do I love about my child? Each child. What do I love about my child? Whatever you focus on, whatever you focus your attention on, you're going to strengthen in that child. So if what you love is their concern for other people, that's what you're going to strengthen. And that's what you're going to verbalize. I love it that you take into account how other people feel. I love it that you just asked me if you could get me something. That shows that you're very, very concerned about other people, and that's very nice. I hope you're that concerned about yourself. Okay? Enjoy parenting. Thank you so much for being here tonight.
Thank you.
You're welcome.